You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Oakland Athletics are very close to starting their offseason and taking whatever vacations they have planned. Let's talk to Jane Lee about just what is going on in the last week of the regular season. I'm Allison Footer. Jane, so a couple of just items that we want to get to. First of all, Jarrell Cotton, who we spoke about last week, had a really, really good start against the Rangers. And I just wanted to talk about him again a little bit more because this has to give the team a lot of optimism that they might have, you know, a little bit of a foundation going into next season on the pitching side.
It really does. I mean, between him and Sean Manaea, who pitched really well again last night, I mean, these are two young guys that, I mean, I know it's the end of this season and, you know, you don't want to look too far ahead, but you have to think, you know, are going to be just huge pieces for them in the rotation next year. You know, you put them alongside a healthy Sonny Gray, Kendall Graveman, and, you know, you also have so many other options. I think it's exciting for them. And I mean, these guys are pitching against good lineups too. You know, Cotton in particular, his last time out against the Rangers, I mean, that's no easy task. And, you know, first time, second, third time through the order, it really didn't matter. I mean, he was just kind of cruising along. And I know he gains confidence from that. You know, the early going of your big league career isn't always easy. And I think Manaea is someone, who can kind of speak to that just because he did have his bumps along the way and he's kind of put it all together. But with Cotton, I mean, it seems like it's been so easy from him from the second he came up. And I know that these last two starts here, they've wanted to keep him at five innings, but his pitch count's been so low that they've been able to keep him out there. And, I mean, to get through seven against the Rangers, I think it was on fewer than 80 pitchers. I mean, it's really, really remarkable. And I know that you go back to the way he got here, and I know fans weren't at the time happy to see someone like Josh Reddick go and Rich Hill too, but the talent that they got back, you know, and to already be seen the fruits of that deal, you know, come to life with Cotton, I think everyone just has to be pretty happy with it right now.
Yeah, Kendall Graveman throwing six no-hit innings against the Rangers recently also. You know, what is it, like catching these teams that are just, I mean, they're like close to clinching or they've clinched and maybe their guard is down a little bit. I mean, not taking anything away from these pitchers, but it is kind of interesting that they had such a good series against those guys. And Graveman being another one, you start seeing his name a lot more kind of from a national standpoint because he's starting to open some eyes also.
Yeah, I mean, he's the only one that's been in their rotation all season, believe it or not. And I mean, he's just been so steady for them. And really with Sonny Gray going through his struggles, his health concerns, I mean, Graveman's really stepped up and just kind of been that ace of the staff. And you know, you talk about confidence among the young guys. I mean, I think it's been just as big for Graveman, too. Because this is a guy last year that when he got sent down to AAA, after the first month of the season, I mean, he was not doing well, you know, mentally. And I think for him to put together this type of season, you know, for a lot of pitchers, confidence is just as key of an ingredient, you know, as any other pitches. And for Graveman to have that, I think that's just been huge. And, you know, when you're doing it against lineups like that, you know, I know Jarrell the other day joked it was getaway day, so maybe the Rangers were just swinging and trying to get out of town. But still, I mean, these are really good hitters. And I think, you know, the A's, you look at the times when they've had success, it's always been built on their pitching. So to kind of see flashes of this, even though they haven't been winning here recently, the offense has kind of sputtered. But the pitching has been there, and I think that's, you know, pretty encouraging.
So Sonny Gray, he's going to have one start Wednesday. It'll be versus Anaheim, and he'll be on a limited pitch count, and then he'll be done. And this is like a peace of mind kind of outing, right? So like, do this, go into the off season feeling good about where you are health wise. I guess that's important.
Yeah, it is, and I think especially after the season that Sonny had, and I know he downplays it a little bit. just the peace of mind and going into the offseason feeling confident. You know, he'll say, you know, I wasn't too concerned about the injury in the first place. You know, I knew I'd be healthy going into the offseason. But I think just for everyone involved, I mean, for the team to see Sonny out there again, you know, even if it's just for an inning or two, I don't think he'll throw much more than 30 pitches, if that. So it'll be a very short outing. But I think it'll just kind of give everyone a good feeling, you know, barring disaster, of course. Because this is a guy that, you know, they thought they'd be able to lean on this season. And even still, I think everyone kind of sees this season for him as kind of something of an anomaly and are hoping that, you know, going into next year, he'll be right back at the front of the rotation. So I think it's just, you know, peace of mind for everyone. And for Sonny, it was just, you know, he didn't want to rush to get back out there, but, you know, he said repeatedly, he'd go through the rehab to do this. You know, he went through all of it to pitch again. And even though there's only time left for one outing, he's going to make it. And, you know, hopefully he can get through it without any issues.
So let's throw out a little rumor. I was reading through your mailbag. I like this, possibly them bringing Josh Reddick back next year. Yeah, let's just speculate on that a little bit. I mean, I guess that's not really out of the question, right? I mean, be a free agent?
It's not. I mean, I know it's probably not the most realistic option, but it's definitely it wouldn't shock me. Just I think because Reddick is a little bit different, and I know at the end of the day, money always talks. But Oakland was a place that Reddick really loved. And Oakland loved him back. And I think, you know, you have this, you kind of had this perfect pairing. And, you know, Oakland's a place where he can kind of be big fish, small pond, where other places, you know, maybe that's not the case. And I think Reddick really does, you know, enjoy that spotlight. He likes being a guy, you know, that fans are clinging to. And, I mean, I know he was willing, you know, even this year when they were talking extensions, you know, it really wasn't about the money for him. It was more about the years. He wanted 4 years to begin with. The A's would only give him three. And then it wasn't until it was nearly time for him to go where I think they came back and offered him four. And by that time, it was a little too late. So I think it'll really depend on, you know, his body of work in the postseason too. I mean, you see how much just, you know, a couple weeks, a couple months can affect, you know, impending free agents. We saw it with Cespedes last year. So, I mean, there's going to be no shortage of suitors for Reddick, and plenty. They're going to want to pay him way more than the A's are willing to offer him. But, you know, I would expect them to at least talk. You know, I wouldn't put it out of the question. Do I think it'll happen? Probably not. But I know there's a lot of people within the A's organization that, you know, would at least like to entertain the thought.
Yeah, it's a nice thought to have too, right? I mean, sometimes you just have to have these little thoughts that make you feel better back on a season. So, okay, Jane, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Good work this season. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.